Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Jerry Stingle back on the show. Jerry has become a member of our Brain Trust over the last couple of years. She's the president of Ventaneer. She is a research and training and marketing company. She is part of the still a member, but past leader of the National Association of Women Business Owners, NABO. An organization I've been telling you about for over 20 years, and she is keeping up and working hard with women whose businesses have more than $1 million a year in revenue. And she's here to give us a report on that. Jerry Stingle, welcome back to the show.
Oh, delighted to be here. Always a pleasure talking with you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. So women, you know, one of the fun things I've been able to do over the last 21 and a half years, Jerry, is report on, chronicle the growth of women business owners over the years. And I was fortunate enough early on to have some of the ladies on whose shoulders these young ladies today stand. The women who, when they first started their business and they went to the bank, the banker said, "Yes, sweetie, why don't you come back tomorrow with your husband, have him bring his financial statements, and I'll see if I can help you out." And from that to where we are today, I mean, I was fortunate enough to interview those ladies. Lillian Vernon, for example, was a good example, and others that told their story about how things were, and to go from that their perspectives to where we are now is just been really fun over the last 21 years.
I would imagine so. So those women really inspired and motivated the next generation of women-owned businesses. So in the state of women-owned businesses commissioned by American Express, since 1972, we saw a 3,000% increase in the number of women starting businesses. So between 1972 and 2018, the number of women-owned businesses grew from 402,000 to 12.3 million businesses.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. That's amazing. 31-fold increase.
And so, all right, now, and this might be a duh for some people, but just in case, what would you say was a single thing, the thing that was that attributed to this the most?
So I'm not sure that there is a single factor, but I think that, you know, as you said, we had women in the 70s and 80s and 90s who were truly inspirational and motivational. So role models are particularly important. Policy and legislation is important. So in 1988, prior to that, women still needed a man relative to co-sign.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until, H.R. 5050 that...
What was that, in the early 90s?
Late 80s.
Yeah,
late 80s. So their legislation or policy is part of the formula, having role models, having the media like you concentrate and talk about the growth in women's entrepreneurship.
There's no telling terrific. How much programming we've done on this show over the last 21 years on this topic. I love to talk about it. And so many women leaders like yourself have been here to chronicle this. And, in my experience in talking to not only leaders like yourself, thought leaders, but also the women themselves, the women who were your constituents, the people you're writing about and working, helping, Jerry, those women, you know, you get the feeling that for a long time women thought, well, is it okay for me to be able to do that? Can I do that? Is that Is it something that's allowed? You know, I mean, there was that. It was almost that kind of a lid put on things, wasn't it, for a long time?
Yeah. So I, it's one of those things that we've really seen an enormous change over the last half century.
But now, for the most part, any kind of obstacle that would be there for a woman would be almost more self-imposed than anything else, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so. I still think that there's unconscious bias.
When we come back, that's exactly what
okay.
I see. See, I knew I'd get her going, folks. I knew I could push a button there, and so I wanted to get Jerry excited about that. So when we come back, I'm going to get Jerry to tell us what is left to be done and to continue to give us a report on the progress that women are making as business owners, especially those who have over $1 million in sales revenue. 20-tail. That's a big deal, by the way, folks. It's not easy. 20-tail. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.